The District 7 Environmental Commission coordinator ruled on April 15th that if the Portland Pipeline Corporation decides to move Canadian tar sands oil through its existing pipeline, it would be a significant change to the existing pipeline and therefore warrants new review under Act 250. Tar sands is a heavy viscous oil that is initially a combination of clay, sand, water, and bitumen. According to the American Petroleum Institute, the bitumen must be mixed with dilutants for pipeline transportation. It is also pumped at higher pressures. The American Petroleum Institute is not involved, but is following the proceedings. Vermont spokesman Joe Choquette says the request for reconsideration is simply part of a process.
Once a district commissioner issues an opinion, you can, and this company chose to, ask the issuing party to do more research, take some testimony, look at things that weren't fully considered before, and come to a different conclusion. It's really the first step toward an appeal, if you were going to appeal that, but apparently the company believes that the district coordinator didn't adequately consider things, such as the supplemental environmental impact statement issued by the U.S. State Department for the Keystone XL pipeline, which has some relevance here. So essentially, the company is asking the coordinator to take a look at that and see if this opinion still holds.
Conservation Law Foundation senior attorney Sandra Levine says Portland Pipeline's request for reconsideration is mostly procedural, but has the effect of delaying a needed appeal pending a decision on this request.
The district coordinator was very clear that there will be possible effects to the environment from the movement of tar sands through New England and through Vermont in particular, and that is the sort of activity that is subject to Act 250.
Portland Pipeline claims the District Environmental Commission coordinator who issued the decision got the facts wrong and it must be reconsidered. National Wildlife Federation Senior Counsel Jim Murphy is a critic of the pipeline potentially carrying tar sands.
I don't think they've introduced any real new facts. They simply did not like the conclusions that the district coordinator came to when she looked at the facts originally presented.
In its request, Portland Pipeline Company says it has no plans to convert the pipeline for tar sands oil. But Murphy counters that the company has also made clear that if tar sands is available to transport, it is willing to shift. He also notes that approval is being sought to allow tar sands transport in its Montreal pipeline, which connects to the New England line. Murphy says those are strong indications that Portland Pipeline will move to transport tar sands through New England.
They've really made it quite clear that they're greasing the skids for a likely tar sands project. And what they're trying to do with this reconsideration is try to put that genie back in the bottle a little bit. It's frankly not a very credible position, given everything they've done.
Calls to representatives of the Portland Pipeline Company were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.